Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Thank you, Chris. You go work on that. Well, we welcome in Ian McNulty here on WWL to his regular Friday session, helping us cover New Orleans dining and food from the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate.
Good morning, Dave.
Have you gotten caught up in the chicken sandwich wars at all? Tommy was refusing at all to do it, and then he had one of the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, and he became so hooked he was getting them every day.
I'm like the UN. You know, I prefer to come into these regional food wars and be sort of a mediator. You know, isn't there a way where we can all just come to the table and pig out and enjoy? Does it have to be a war? I mean, can't we all just love each other as overfed brothers and sisters? I mean, does it always have to devolve into hostilities? You know, let's keep the peace here.
Right, well, they are businesses.
Let's have a demilitarized zone between our bellies and the table here for our fast food indulgences.
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, you think about all these businesses that compete against each other for consumer dollars, but then they all have their organizations where they come together to talk about common goals and solutions to problems and things like that. So they're at war, but then they're like, yeah, but we'll get together and talk about our win as a team until we go back, and then we're at war again.
Then we're at war again. Well, the fact is, you know, a little spicy competition between these things gets people talking about it, gets people interested. You know, I think it is some pretty clever marketing. And the guys behind the chicken, who ignited the chicken sandwich wars, are probably high-fiving each other on their vacations together, you know.
As well they should.
Yes, indeed. But you're right, you know, Dave, that is a good point. Like, in businesses, you know, it's competitive. The restaurant business can be fiercely competitive because you're going after the same dining dollar and sometimes in small communities. New Orleans, perfect example, is a small city. But one of the things I hear from people in this town in particular is just how much a sense of a shared community there is within the restaurant business. I mean, I hear it from people all the time, especially when the chips are down, that the people who are technically competitors, literally competitors, also have each other's backs, you know, and you see it quite often. I mean, there's a lot of mutual assistance going on between restaurants. There is the official lobbying that happens, you know, through their associations and all that. But even just like helping each other out, lending each other equipment. I know these guys in the crawfish game. I mean, that crawfish, you know, when the season's really rolling in the spring, that's as competitive as it gets on price and quality and all that. You know, there's guys who are good friends in the business who, you know, lend each other sacks of crawfish when they have enough and their buddy can't get any, you know. I mean, it's stuff like that kind of gives some of the heart and soul to the business.
So yeah, and I think you're right. Overall, that's a good thing. If we can be the UN and all get along and have common goals and so on and so forth. And really, if we can get more people eating out in general, that's good for all of the businesses, and the health of the restaurant industry is crucial to the overall economy of the city. So I think there are common
goals.
Oh, well,
you nailed
it. Yeah.
You nailed it. And it's a time to keep that in mind for sure. You know, the city this week rolled out a new campaign called the New Orleans Fall Food Celebration, and it's really just an awareness thing. I mean, there's no special deals or coupons or discounts or anything like that. It's basically just the city's marketing arm saying, hey, remember to come eat. The restaurants are here. They're open. We're back. You know, we had a pretty rough go of it through Ida, that's for sure. But these places are back there. they're working hard and they're ready to welcome you back in. And that's what I see, you know, just very clearly when I've been making my rounds going out. You know, the businesses are back. You know, many of them are still struggling to even get back to where they were the day before Ida hit, which was not an ideal position back then either. Remember?
No.
But they're still trying to build back up to that level. But you know, the eating is delicious. Our beautiful restaurants are there. There's outdoor dining galore, as we've covered. There's more options than you can even contemplate across. From the spectrum, from ultra fine dining to totally casual taco joints, and it's you know, you're never going to be more welcomed in as a local customer than now, because they the business itself is really trying to build itself back.
And yeah, the two things I'm hearing consistently from my casual observations of just dining out and talking to restaurateurs when I'm in their establishments and from what I'm seeing is one, the food. Is the supply of food is iffy at this point, and they never know whether or not they're going to have what they need to make all the items on their menu. And that's why we're seeing
Correct.
So many restaurants scaling back menus. But I've been pleasantly surprised to find out if you just ask for something you don't see on the menu if you want it, oftentimes it's like, hey, yeah, we happened to get that in today. We didn't know we were going to get it, so we'll make it for you, but we couldn't put it on the menu. And the other thing is so much disparity in staffing, and some restaurants having so much trouble that they're having to limit their hours, limit their days, and forget about the banquet business, hosting meetings and parties and weddings, because many of these places, they have no idea if they'll have enough staff to do any of that.
Yeah, that's right. It's you know, it's been an undulating course for the business, to say the least. But Ida was really the exclamation point on this crisis. You know, the pandemic, the turmoil has really put restaurants in a very vulnerable position where, you know, any little thing could feel like it kicked the table out from underneath them. And what happened? Ida. I mean, that was devastating. You know, it didn't devastate the city like, you know, Katrina did, anything like that. But it caused a real economic crisis on top of what these restaurants were already dealing with. And so that's what they're trying to build back from now. I mean, you want to see resiliency, you know, you want to see hope, you want to see people, you know, striving to preserve something in their community. You're going to see that at restaurants every day around our community. That's for sure.
Yeah. I was talking to a woman yesterday who is in the banquet business. And she said there's such a pent-up demand for people wanting to have celebrations. They want to have parties. They want to have weddings. They want to have banquets. They want to have get-togethers. But when they try to put these things together, they don't have enough bartenders. They don't have enough servers. They don't have enough chefs. They don't have enough folks in the back of the house. They just can't. And they're stumped. They're paying more than ever before, but they still can't attract enough employees.
It's you're focusing on something that's important to remember about the business too. This is not a, we talk about the restaurant business, the hospitality industry. It's not a monolithic thing. It is made up of small players. Even the big places, even the places we consider like our big restaurants, you know, Arno's, Antoine's, these institutional places, they really are like family run businesses. These are not giant corporations with, you know, big backers. That's the chains. That's what the chains are. But the places that we really care about that reflect what New Orleans is, these are family-run, small restaurants. You know, they're really on their own. You know, I mean, the situations that they're dealing with can be radically different from one shop to the next. You know, and sometimes it can come down to just, you know, the number of people who came back to work, or the success that you had hiring a few new people through all this. And that's the difference between a place that feels like it's thriving and is moving right along and places that are really on the ropes.
Talking with Ian McNulty, our weekly session covering New Orleans food and dining from the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate. When we get back, we've talked about how so many businesses have been struggling. Well, how many have struggled to a point where they're not ever coming back, or where they're teetering so much on the brink that it doesn't look like they're going to make it? But at the same time, we have a lot of new restaurants that have been popping up. So we'll talk about that with Ian. If you want to jump in the conversation, we welcome you on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Got a question about a restaurant? Is it open or not? How are things going there? If you have a question about a recommendation, anything you need, Ian is here to help you when it comes to eating and drinking. So take advantage of it. Call us and text us now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. Ian McNulty covers the New Orleans dining and food culture for the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate, and we're fortunate enough to have him join us on Friday mornings here on WWL. Ian, what are a couple of new restaurants that you're excited about that have come onto the scene recently that folks may not have had an opportunity to try yet?
Oh, yeah, Dave. See, that's the thing. I mean, you nailed it right before the last break. For all the hardship that we've been seeing, and it's real and heartbreaking in this business that we care about, it's the kind of thing where there's always things happening. There's always new stuff coming up. I mean, we saw it after Katrina. We're seeing it now. I mean, everybody you know, who has ambitions in this business, they believe in their next thing, and so there's always new stuff to try. A couple examples I'll throw out there. It's a fascinating place just opened uptown called Mr. Mao. It took over the old cottage on Chapultepec Street that had long been home to Dick and Jenny's, and it just opened over the summer. And you hear the name Mr. Mao, and you think, is Chinese?
Yeah, yeah. What is it? And I didn't even realize Dick and Jenny's had closed. That's just, man. All right. But tell me about Mr. Mao's.
Mr. Mao. Yeah, so same location, that same bargeboard cottage there across from the Rouses and Shop, right near Tipitina's. But a very, very different restaurant. Not just from Dick and Jenny's, but from, like, really any other restaurant I've been to. The chef, she creates this menu that's well, you can tell I'm having a hard time putting
okay,
up.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm struggling with the fact that you said it's Mr. Mao's and the chef is a she. So, okay. So that,
right.
That was unexpected. All right.
And she is Asian. She has Cambodian roots. But again, this is not even an Asian restaurant. A lot of the dishes there you'll see draw from the influences of India, vast regional cuisine, a lot of Latin America, a little bit of Asian here or there, some influences. But really, it all comes together as something unique. And if you're a spice head, a pepper head, if you love spicy food that just makes you your taste buds, you know, soar and sing, this place has you covered. So I'm workshopping this with you a little bit, Dave,
for a
future column on Mr. Val.
Eclectic. We'll say it's eclectic and spicy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So if you want something you've never had before, something that's just going to be a surprise with every plate that comes to you. This is the kind of place to explore. Now, let's go across the spectrum. Eric Cook, the chef known for his restaurant Grigri on Magazine Street, he just opened a Creole roots restaurant called St. John on Decatur Street in the longtime home of Maximo's. See, that's what we do here, Dave, right?
Yeah, recycling.
we talk about all the places that it used to be, you know, the BGATs. But it hasn't been Maximo's for a long time, but a lot of people will remember this location as Maximo's with the big open kitchen. And what he's doing there is really an ode to down-home Louisiana cooking, you know, in a restaurant manner, in a chef-driven manner. But, you know, a lot of oyster dishes. He's got cassoulet. He's got gumbo, of course. He's got a shrimp boat on the lunch menu. You ever had the shrimp boats, you know, the old-fashioned
yes.
shrimp boats, sort of the open-faced, you know, the po' boy loaf that's been turned into a pirogue, basically.
Yeah, I'm never sure how to eat it, but I do enjoy it, yeah. Because you right. don't eat it as a sandwich, so you kind of eat it in pieces. Like, all right, I'll eat the toppings, then I'll eat the bread.
Exactly. And, you know, you've got a lot of new casual places that have opened up recently. This is a boom time for tacos, right?
Street tacos everywhere you look, and if it's Tuesday, watch out.
Yeah, it's paired up with tequila, and typically outside. Like, the city is now filled with these taco patios. You can go down St. Claude Avenue, the Bywater and Ninth Ward, and just go from one taco patio to the next. Just along that strip, there's Galaxy Tacos, there's Luna Libre. There's Rosalita's. There's even a taco truck out on the corner. I mean, that's all in a couple blocks right there.
Wow.
On St. Claude Avenue. Pretty
Attack of the tacos, yeah.
Yeah. And then if you want to go super high end, there's more of that these days, too. We talked about Emeril's restaurant just reopened, the original, the flagship.
And with Emeril actually in the kitchen, he's the chef.
Boy, is he ever. We had dinner there recently, not long after it opened, and, you know, he's expediting, he's coaching his staff, and he's got new staff in there, right? So it's important.
Yeah. He couldn't find someone to hire to take the job, so he said, all right, I guess I'm back in the kitchen.
Well, here's a guy, you know, you've seen him on TV, you've seen him on the travel shows. When you see this guy in his dining room and in his kitchen, you see the joy. I mean, that's
he's in his element. Yeah.
These guys up, absolutely. And the Four Seasons has come online, of course, and their first of two restaurants is open there. Lan Shai's Miss River, which is an ode to Louisiana flavor. A lot of traditional dishes done in a unique style, but in a very luxe environment. And this is a palatial restaurant, Dave. So, you know, from the taco patios of St. Claude Avenue to something that looks like it was designed as a throne room to cuisine at the Four Seasons. We've got quite a range of new places that keep arriving. And that's, you know, that's the joy of it. That's the hope of it. It's we've been covering, you know, the stories I write on NOLA.com, discussions that we have here about the hardships that the industry is facing. And it's important to remember that because we care about these places. They do so much for our sense of being a New Orleanian, the way we welcome people to this community, the way so many people here make their living, but also so much of the way that we as New Orleanians relate to each other. So much of it happens through food. Restaurants are the front door for that. We have to support them and keep them going through these hard times. But then you also see constant reminders of the pleasure and joy of these places, the ambition that's in them, the dreams that are in them as businesses, but also as like expressions of ideas through food. That's why it's such a fascinating beat. That's why I think people are so captivated with the topic.
Well, and everybody eats, and everybody loves to eat. And you're right; it's part business, part art. When you get down to it, and we have emotional attachments to the restaurants that we love. So, all right, Mr. Mao's, St. John, the Miss River in the Four Seasons, just a few of the new players out there that Ian McNulty says you might want to try. I got a few questions that folks are texting us. Someone says, family and friends are coming in town for a wedding. Can you recommend a great place to get custom cocktails?
Ooh, custom cocktails. Well,
an apothecary, if you will.
Yeah, okay. You know, don't forget one of the trailblazers for this craft cocktail movement was Cure on Ferret Street. Ferret Street is hopping these days. I was just there last night, and it feels great down there. You know, it's one restaurant and bar after another. The Tulane and Loyola are back. The kids are back.
And the lines between indoor and outdoor blur, and it becomes this big community of eating and drinking. Yeah.
Yep. And another one that is just this is a restaurant, but also a real den for cocktails. Jewel of the South. It's in the French Quarter. It's a newer place. It opened not long before the pandemic. Got a year under its belt before the pandemic, but they're back, and the maestro at the bar there is Chris Hanna, who earned quite a following at Arno's French 75 bar, and now this is where he's doing his thing. He takes this sort of historic archive approach to cocktails. You know, he's dragged old cocktails out of the history books and into your glass. And it's
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's stories behind these. So, you know, this isn't just going out to knock one back, which fine. I've got no thing opposed to that. But it's, you're going to learn something or experience something different in the glass, just as you would a chef presenting an original dish.
So it's an immersive cocktail experience. You're not just getting to enjoy the cocktail, but you're getting to learn something and maybe getting to experience something that folks haven't experienced in a long, long time. Man, I wish we had more time with you, Ian, because I got questions flowing in now because people love to talk about food and drink.
Well, I'm here for you, Dave.
All right. Ian, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend. And, you know, it's the second Sunday in a row we don't have a Saints game, so that's an opportunity to go out and eat somewhere when normally you'd be at home watching a game.
Let me give you two quick things before I go. Oktoberfest is back. It starts tonight on Bayou St. John at Deutsch's House. That's awesome. A lot of food and drink and family fun there. Go check that out. And Katie's restaurant is reopening today for the first time since Ida hit.
In
they've
Mid-City.
Been out of business for almost 2 months. Yeah, Katie's in Mid-City. They did a nice renovation in there after taking some storm damage. So they're back up and running as of today with their full menu and a somewhat new look in the dining room. It looks really good in there. They did a great job coming back. So,
well, if you're not hungry after listening to Ian McNulty for the last half hour, there's something wrong with you. That's all I got to say, because you have tantalized my taste buds and made me want to go get something to eat.
I hope you have an immersive cocktail and food experience yourself
yes.
somewhere there.
Yeah. Learn something, eat something, drink something, and in the end, maybe be a little lighter in the wallet, but a little heavier in the belly.
Heavier in the soul. That's how I like to look at it.
That's right.
Heavier in the soul. Yes.
Thanks, Ian.
Yes. Right on. Till next time, sir. Thank you.
We'll do it. Have a great weekend. Ian McNulty here on WWL. Go to NOLA.com or pick up the newspaper and read all of his fantastic columns in the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.